This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm David Byrd. New York State is continuing to flatten the curve as hospitalizations from the coronavirus go down, even though the death toll continues to rise. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to make sure that talk of reopening the state includes consideration of public health.
Cuomo says the strict measures being taken are showing results.
The curve of the increase is continuing to flatten.
He says you can't ask people to choose between lives lost and dollars gained.
If no one sounded the alarm in January and February, how do we know that it's safe to proceed now?
He adds the decision to reopen should not be political. Speaking of which, Cuomo says while he's flattered people want him to run for president.
I'm not running for president. I'm not running for vice president.
He says he's staying right here. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of healthcare workers becoming infected by the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says every single person has a role to play in ending this pandemic, which already has claimed more than 100,000 lives. Among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, the healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. While they are putting their lives on the line to save others, Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe.
In some countries, there are reports of up to 10% of health workers being infected. This is an alarming trend. When health workers are at risk, we're all at risk.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. The Defense Production Act is being used to boost the production of N95 masks to help deal with the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Pentagon says $133 million will be used to push the production of masks to more than 39 million over the next 90 days. The masks will be made under the Defense Production Act, which President Trump has invoked to increase the availability of medical supplies. The act gives the federal government broad authority to direct private companies to meet the needs of national defense. The government first placed bulk orders for N95 masks and other basic necessities of medical care for its stockpile in mid-March. At that time, some hospitals were already treating thousands of infected patients without enough equipment and pleading for help. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan met with leaders of the Taliban insurgency under their bilateral agreement signed in late February to discuss ways to reduce violence in the war-torn country. The Taliban said the meeting took place Friday night in Doha, Qatar. A Taliban spokesman tweeted about the meeting with General Scott Miller, who also commands NATO's non-combat resolution support mission in the country. Suhail Shaheen wrote the two delegates discussed details about the implementation of the U.S.-Taliban agreement. In a recent statement, the U.S. military denied insurgent allegations of breaches, noting the agreement allows foreign troops to act in defense of Afghan security forces if attacked by the Taliban. As Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte extended Italy's lockdown until May 3rd, a special online exhibition of the Shroud of Turin allowed the faithful to pray for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Archbishop of Turin, Cesare Nosiglia, said he has received thousands of messages from the elderly, adults and young people, healthy and sick, asking him at this time of grave difficulty and during Holy Week to be allowed to pray in front of the shroud. Nosiglia responded to those calls and agreed to lead a liturgy of prayer and contemplation of what is considered Christianity's most sacred artifact. The Archbishop said that thanks to television and social media, this moment of contemplation will make available to everyone all over the world the image of the shroud, which he said recalls the passion and death of the Lord, but which also opens people's hearts to faith in the resurrection. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.